Italy had its credit rating dropped to two notches above junk status by the U.S. ratings agency Moody's on Friday, but still managed to sell off a bond package of over $5 billion at its lowest yield since May. The Moody's report praised the fiscal reforms of the current government of Mario Monti, but cited uncertainty over whether those reforms will be continued by the new government expected to be elected next year. James Walston, professor of international relations at the American University of Rome, told Charles Collins why Moody's is worried.
The downgrading is a reflection of the political uncertainty in Italy. Monti, everyone says, including Moody's in their comments, said that the Monti measures are a good start and will produce long-term results. The problem is the medium term, because Italy is going to go to elections probably in April next year, and it's very, very unclear who is going to win and what, who is going to be standing for election and what the possibilities are. The fact that Beppe Grillo, his five-star movement, which is anti the political establishment and the political parties, is now, according to opinion polls, the second biggest party in Italy, around 20%, and is worrying to anyone in the financial markets. And the fact that Silvio Berlusconi also said that he is going to go back into politics sends shivers down the spines of bankers and politicians everywhere. Italy's in for a very uncertain ride.
There have been noises to ask Monti to stay on, although he says he's going to step down. Do you think, given the situation you just described, that there is a possibility that he might stay on for another year?
Monti has said recently, again repeated, that he is not seeking a second term, that he will not take on, he will leave the prime ministership after the elections. It's just possible that if we have the same sort of confusion and uncertain, non-clear winner after the elections, that he might change his mind. What I think is more likely is that somebody similar to Monti, and at the moment the favorite is his development minister, Corrado Passera, might take over instead. If it's not Monti personally, it will be more of Monti-style policies. I think that's fairly certain.
When the current government came into power, this technocratic government, many people said that this is a sign that Italy suddenly realizes how bad its structural situation is. But now that we've been having these political rumblings, people opposed the austerity, is this a bad sign? Do the people really understand in Italy that structural changes are necessary?
Most of the polls that I've seen, at any rate, show that Italians, the vast majority of Italians, know that the country is in trouble and are prepared to have a very bitter medicine. The problem at the moment is the political structures. It's the political parties, the existing political parties, which are showing that they are not able to follow Monti's leadership, and in a sense follow also the people, the majority of the people in the country, who would be prepared to take more, to accept tough medicine. And they are the parties are already playing the same sorts of games that they were playing before, and they have not shown that they're prepared to give up their privileges and their special positions. And I think this is the most worrying position, for the most worrying element of Italian public life and politics at the moment.